Jesus turned water into wine? Was it Samaria, Nazareth, Jerusalem, or could it be Cana? John 2:1 has the correct response. And if you said, what is Cana? That would be right. What is Cana? Good for you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Pastor Stanley Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church with Paradise Ministries. Next hour, more Bible Jeopardy, more music, and we'll do birthdays and anniversaries too. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Good morning. I am the Reverend Stanley Mathis, the pastor here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and this is our call to worship. Let us pray. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day and another opportunity to share what thus says the Lord under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church age. We embrace you, we honor you, we adore you for how great is our Lord, our God, and our King. As we come before you today, we thank you, Lord, for all you have done and all you continue to do. And now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, and your provision that you would now bring on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all, and for his name's sake we pray. Amen. Our mission statement here in Antioch, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, is called to be a caring community of Christians, committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. Praise the Lord and amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord for such a time as this. And that word is taken from Psalms 133 and that first verse. Verse 1. Psalms 133, verse 1, where we find these words which are recorded. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. From that particular scripture verse, which I feel is applicable for these days and time, I want to use our topic this morning, a unified church. A unified church. I thought of this topic for one specific reason, for this particular topic was to be a reopening of the church. And what is bewildering at time is that whenever you attempt to do what God called you to do, something always happens. There seemed to be an element of disturbance, an element of issue that always manifests itself. But as God's word is proclaimed, We must do what God has called us to do, in spite of the opposition that comes against the word. I want to talk about a unified church. And the reason for that is plain. If there were ever a time that the church needs to be unified, it is now. If there was ever a time that we as brothers and sisters need to be unified, it is now. For the church, unity is critical. As we embrace the purpose and the plans which God established, affirmed, and declared for the body of Christ. And here is why. God places the highest value of unity. And because of that, there is complete unity within the Godhead. There's no disagreement between the Father and the Son, nor the Son and the Holy Spirit. There's complete unity in and within the Godhead. When the people of God come together in unity behind a common vision or a common goal, it is a powerful thing. Let me repeat it. It probably went over some heads. When the people of God come together in unity behind a common vision or a common goal, it is a powerful thing. My hope and my deepest prayer are that we can become a unified church. For several years now, we have made it part of our theme, unifying the body of Christ. And I did that several years ago because I saw so much, not only in churches, but I saw it universally. And the Lord laid upon my heart to speak about a unified people and a unified body. My brothers and sisters, for today, in this day and time, unity may be our most obvious missing ingredients. With different religious denominations, we have separated ourselves from each other. And the church today, or the church of today, needs to re-examine the original intent that Jesus established for the church. That is why in this 133rd Psalm, in that first verse, David states, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." David said, "How good and pleasant it is for brethren to walk or to dwell in unity." This statement, desire, is to and for all men, regardless of race, regardless of creed, or regardless of color, when we are walking in unity, David said it is good. It is good, my brothers and sisters, because I journeyed into Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10, and it states, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe unto him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." My brothers and sisters, the first thing that we can see here, it says, two can work better than one. That sounds like unity to me. Two can work better than one. And so, if one have two working together, we see we have gathering men and women together to become that profit and profitability for whatever needs to be accomplished or whatever needs to be done. The profit grows, the resources grow, the The tangible things that needs to be accomplished is increased when two or three are working together. And secondly, they can help each other in time of need. If there was ever a time that brothers and sisters need to be helping each other, it is right now. For I need you to pray for me, and I'll be praying for you. Because when effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. And it tells us that each and every one of us need to be reaching out our hands, holding hands, praying to the Lord for deliverance, for salvation, and for help for our brothers and our sisters. And then thirdly, they give emotional comfort to each other. Emotional comfort to each other. When a church is unified and two or more are working, they can produce more resources within the church, more resources, more funding. And then when there is an overabundance of work, they can help each other complete the task easier. And thirdly, when they are troubled, they can give emotional support to each other. I just have to rephrase it, because we need to hear it twice. Because that says unity is the paramount for working in harmony in the house of the Lord. How many times have you called a brother or a sister in the church for emotional support, and they were there to support you in your time of need? Maybe it was a loss of a loved one. But whatever it is, you were able to reach out and you got support from a brother or a sister in whatever your situation may have been. When the church is unified, everything, my brothers and sisters, works together. When we are unified, every single thing works together. Why? Because we are all on one accord. We are working together, praying together, witnessing together, teaching together, and even preaching together. When everything comes together, whenever there is unity, everything comes together. When everyone knows his or her responsibility, the church is productive. The church is productive. And because the church becomes productive, the church grows spiritually. Bible study grows spiritually. Congregation grows spiritually. Sunday school grows spiritually. Youth ministry grows spiritually. But we have to have everyone working together. I've never seen anything grow with disunity or disharmony, or division, or strife, or bickering, or complaining. I've never seen anything grow productively when these elements are in place. And because the church becomes productive, the church grows and grows and grows. Here's why. The church, my brothers and sisters, has been called in the original language ekklesia, which means called out ones. We are the body of Christ, and we have been called out of the world into a spiritual relationship with the Lord God. We have been called out into a new, unique position and a unique relationship with the Lord. As I contemplated a unified church, I thought about the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church statement. And that statement says, for the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. So the first thing that we see is a church, is that the church needs to be united. The first thing we see in a united church is we as believers hear or call.